This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy.
I love shopping for cars. Who doesn't, right? Like, it's so fun to shop around and get in a car. The worst part, though, is when they sit you down with the paperwork and you realize, oh, I have to pay for this.
But exactly.
and I keep dodging. I've had to take my car in the last week twice, actually, for a repair that they didn't do the first time. And the whole time I was there, I like had blinders on to not look at the new to me vehicles in the showroom.
And I'm so proud of myself.
I'm so proud of myself. I didn't even look at one this time.
Good job.
A little off topic before you dive into the best time. I saw that, is it Hyundai came out with a car just recently, I think it even was announced today, with solar panels on the roof.
Really?
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
Is it all electric?
I don't know. I just saw the headline. I didn't really look into it. Oh. Maybe I shouldn't have shared it.
I'm surprised, coming from a lawyer. You don't have all the information.
I didn't. Yeah, I was busy today. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. Hey, so buying a car, there's a lot of factors come into getting the best deal. You know, there are a lot of industry things that can help you get the best deal, mainly the time of year. And guess what,
really?
Amanda?
Is it that time of year?
It is that time of year. I always wondered this because you always see a lot of ads on TV. You know that big bow that they put on these cars?
Oh my gosh, I saw the best commercial.
What?
For Lexus the other day. It was like this dad and his son, they were carrying this giant bow all over the house trying to find a place to store the bow until Christmas morning when they could put it on a car. I thought it was very clever.
This is something I didn't know about those red bows that we all see on TV. You know, you can rent those or buy them from the dealership. And
they
then
should just throw it in for free. Why are they charging you extra?
You would think. It's like a couple $100. Hold on, let me go on Amazon. I think Amazon actually sells large car bow. Hold on, here it is. They cost on Amazon, these are not as big as the ones you've seen on TV. They look like they run about $50.
Yeah.
It's only 30 inch though. That's not that big.
I mean, the dealership should be throwing that in.
You would That's think, but those are apparently
should,
a couple of
you
dollars.
You should negotiate that when you're buying.
Yeah, negotiate
car.
That. So anyway, getting back on topic.
Anyway, back to the topic.
Best the vehicle time to buy market vehicle. Right now.
This is the best time.
It is the best time. The vehicle market right now is very overstocked right now. They're hemorrhaging vehicles in these lots.
Yeah, and they need to get their inventory down before the end of the year.
Yeah, and there's a lot of reasons why there's so many vehicles available, especially used and new, is vehicles are generally more reliable now than they have in previous decades.
Oh, yeah, so they're lasting longer.
They do last a lot longer now. And the other thing is people really can't afford to buy a car either. Right. So we have too many vehicles and people are really watching their spending right now and they're not buying. So what has happened is we have a lot of vehicles out there, which means we can get a great deal.
It only if you need a replacement vehicle.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not even going to say new because I don't think anyone needs a new vehicle, but that's just me.
I'm one of the, I guess, boring people. I keep my vehicles 10 plus years.
That's awesome.
I don't go out and buy vehicles. Like I'm not going to talk about my neighbors, but I do. I am going to talk about my neighbors.
Hypothetically, if you had a neighbor.
If I were to talk about my neighbors.
Or if you had a neighbor.
Yes. If I had a neighbor, which I do. People tend to get vehicles every 2 years. They seem to love the fleecing. I'm sorry. Did I say fleecing?
Did you just call it fleecing?
I meant to say leasing. Please don't lease a vehicle, people. It is the fleecing of your wallet. Do not get a lease.
I love that.
There's a time and a place for lease. Usually it's with a business. For personal use, stop leasing your cars, people.
Well, a lease just means you can't afford to drive the type of car that you want to drive. So.
Right. Then you end up finding out, I probably shouldn't have done this.
Yeah.
And then
especially when it comes time to turn that car in and the dealership finds every little nitpicky thing to charge you for.
And then you got to try and figure out how to buy your way out. And there are companies that can help you buy your way out. I mean, that's a whole different, we're not going to get into that. Anyway.
Let's talk about leasing in one of our future episodes.
Yeah, we should because.
I have some things to say about that.
Yeah. And if you notice, every ad on TV is leasing. Nobody talks about buying the car. It's all about leasing it because that's how they make all their money. Anyway.
Well, and it's how they make it seem affordable for people.
Exactly. So anyway, speaking of making it affordable, when you're going to buy a vehicle, whether it's new or used, set a realistic budget and know what you can truly afford because it's so easy to walk in there. We're telling you things you already know, but we're going to say it anyway. You walk in that dealership, you're like, you know, that Honda Accord LX, but it says LX on the back. If I get the EX, you know, that's got the sunroof. That's got everything on it. You know, it's like, number one, change your mindset. Do not care about what other people think about you driving. Buy what you need and what you can truly afford. That's going to accomplish what you need to do. Okay.
This and is don't not let the dealership convince you that, oh, well, it's just a little bit more and that only adds a dollar or two to your monthly payment. Oh,
that is a good point. Yeah. It's only another dollar or another $5. Yeah. And also take the time to research the cost of ownership, the fuel, the tires. How much are those tires really going to cost you? The maintenance schedule. Different vehicles have a different maintenance schedule, whether it's 50,000, 75,000, 100,000 miles. When are you going to have to do certain things to the car? And what is the reliability? You know, the old true, tried and true location to get a lot of this is still Consumer Reports. That thing has been around. I'm a member of Consumer Reports. I have the website version that I pay for. You get full access to everything. And the
Consumer Reports works really well if you're not buying a brand new car. There's not enough time for them to find out what all the issues are with the car if it's brand new. So yet another reason to buy lovingly used.
2 years is a sweet spot. You know those lease cars coming back?
Oh, yeah. They those come back the and then you can get them certified used and you get extended warranties included and sometimes maintenance plans included as if it is a new car. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
And you don't have to deal with the massive depreciation in that first 2 years. You've now got a car that you can easily get 8 to 10 years out of. Anyway, so guess what
time like that point you bring up though, Craig, on not just the fuel but tires. I have made that mistake in the past where I get a car and it's totally within budget, and then for whatever reason, when I was living in Miami, I had something happen to my tires like 3 weeks in a row, and it's incredible how expensive tires can be.
Oh, it is.
On some cars. And then others, you know, you just keep it, you can put a standard tire on with the standard size that you don't have to special order, and not quite as a hit.
I go to Costco for my tires, and I will literally find out what the cost of the tires will be for a certain make and model.
Yeah.
And they're willing to do that. I used to own a Nissan Pathfinder, big four-wheel drive, the older version. Oh, my goodness, the tires on that thing.
Yeah. Ugh. And the insurance cost. When I'm in the market for a new car, I always run the insurance numbers with the insurance company before I buy.
Yep. So what are the best times to buy a vehicle? When can you get the lowest price, Amanda? Well, it turns out early at the beginning of the year, which is when, let's get right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
It is the best time to buy a car. They're always clearing out the previous year inventory because they're preparing for the new model year that's coming up.
Yep.
Now, here's something I did not know. But March apparently is a great time for a good deal on Japanese and Korean vehicles because that's when they do their end of year fiscal reporting for their businesses. That's their fiscal year end.
At the end of March?
Yes, at the end of March. So Toyota, Honda, Kia, all of them, that's when they want to clear it out. And then guess what? Because they're having a sale. Who else does sales?
All their competitors.
Everybody else. Everybody else jumps in.
It's a race to the bottom.
For everybody. It's a race to the bottom. Just like Schwab and Fidelity and everybody else. Also, beginning of the year, major holidays are the best times for getting a good deal. Christmas, New Year's is the best time to purchase a vehicle. And Black Friday is also a great time. I always mocked at seeing these Black Friday deals at Chevrolet or Ford. Yeah. Or I was like, who the heck is buying a car on Black Friday? But apparently they do have good deals.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
they ought to have a big deal to entice the shoppers away from the other deals.
Yes. Now, a lot of you may already know this, but if you can't buy a vehicle or you don't need to buy a vehicle at the end of the year, but you do need to buy a vehicle later on, you always want to wait to the end of the month. I think a lot of us know that the salespeople, they constantly have contests at the dealerships where they have to, you know, they're competing against each other and they win a prize. Could be a trip, could be all kinds of things. And they need to meet certain sales quotas. So the end of the month is also a good time to buy a vehicle. So if you combine this along with the end of the year, major holiday, and end of the month, you are now getting ready to sit at the best time of
sweet spot here,
this
Craig.
This is the sweet. I like how you said that. This is the sweet spot for buying a vehicle. However, I've never bought a vehicle in this time of year. Ever. I've never bought one.
I bought my son's first car like the day before Christmas when he was 16. But it was used and it was like one of those old clunkers.
Oh, okay.
I think we still got a pretty sweet deal on it. Yeah.
Nice. The three key times to purchasing a vehicle is March, August, and the November, December, which is right now with the final purchase at the end of the year months. So there you go.
Awesome.
So basically, if you need to buy a car, now's the time to go buy it.
Well,
or, if you're listening,
do your research.
Yeah, do your research, though. And don't make up an excuse that you have to go out and buy a vehicle. If you have a repair that costs $1,000 and the vehicle's worth $10, fix the car. Don't go buy a new one. There's still a certain point when you don't need really. People will always look for an excuse to buy a new vehicle.
Yeah, because new cars are fun.
It's always fun.
It's very fun.
But how long does that really last?
I don't know. I still like my car and it's fully paid off. And that's one of the things I love about it the most.
Oh, yeah. Having a paid off vehicle is awesome.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast. Direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.